Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You don't want a disaster at WrestleMania. Save it for Backlash or something like that. So much time and effort goes into the show of shows, and there's so many eyes on it, that if you make a mistake there, it's all people are going to be talking about forever. We have had some serious near misses over the years, though, which is why I'm Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And this is 9 last-minute WWE disasters that came so close to ruining WrestleMania. Number 9, Raven almost cuts the power at Mania 17. Now, this would have actually ruined WrestleMania. You can't do much if the power goes out, and Raven was almost responsible for this 20 years ago. He was facing both Big Show and Kane at WrestleMania 17 in a proper nuts hardcore title match when Raven jumped into a golf cart to try and escape the Giants. Problem was, he drove over some cables during this, which as it turned out, were supplying electricity to the whole building. The leader of the flock said afterwards he came within millimeters of shorting the whole thing, following a crew member freaking out because it was so close. If he had done this as well, we may never have gotten our big main event between The Rock and Steve Austin, or if we would have done, it would have been in the dark. Given that Vince McMahon's reaction to his hiring was, "Who the flub hired Raven?" I think this could have resulted in him potentially being booted out of the door. Number 8, Steve Austin is hospitalized before Mania 19. Quite a famous story this, but not one we give enough time to, all things considered. At WrestleMania 19, Stone Cold and The Rock brought their trilogy to a close and reminded us all that their feud was brilliant from start to finish. Behind the scenes, though, Austin had decided this was going to have to be his last match as the damage to his neck had become so severe. It's why his vest that night had OMR written on it. That stood for one more round. Due to this mind and a bunch of other pressures, Stone Cold actually wound up in the hospital the night before the show, putting it down to severe dehydration after drinking way too much wine, way too much caffeine, and having way too many energy drinks. It eventually caught up to him, and his heart, as you can imagine, went nuts. This is the reason why the iconic bout wasn't the main event of the show, as Jim Ross and co. wanted to take some of the weight off Austin's shoulders. The Rattlesnake also admitted he wasn't really medically cleared for this bout, but cleared himself, and as we know, that would never happen today, meaning the event would be ruined, for lack of a better term. Number 7, the COVID pandemic and Mania 36. Some people say this actually did ruin WrestleMania, but I think that's doing WWE a disservice. The sheer out-of-nowhere panic this brought must have sent shockwaves around the company, so getting anything done was quite the achievement. Still, this was meant to take place at Raymond James Stadium in front of 80,000 fans, and instead got moved to the Performance Center in front of nobody. It almost seems cruel that this was the first pay-per-view to experience this, because it made the whole shift feel even worse. From a sea of individuals to feeling like you were in a funeral parlor. It also saw the main matches change as Roman Reigns pulled out altogether because of this, and for a while, it felt like chaos. But look, we got the Boneyard and Firefly Funhouse matches that were utterly different to what we were used to, and saw Drew McIntyre finally having his moment was special. It also set him on a year-long tear. So it's not like WrestleMania 36 was devoid of moments. They were just moments that were presented in an unthinkable way. We still had Gronk as the guest host, but we can't do anything about that. Number 6, Seth Rollins almost passes out at Mania 35. We all remember that WWE decided to throw Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar for the Universal title at first at WrestleMania 35 in what would turn out to be a pretty genius move. The crowd was desperate for a change, and when they got it, the noise was wonderful. Made you remember why you love wrestling to begin with, especially as Seth took out the Beast in less than 3 minutes. It was a Goldberg special. Rollins went bonkers with the belt afterwards, spinning it around his head like he was hoping to take off, and it was this enthusiasm that almost took him out of the match entirely. As Seth admitted afterwards, he was so amped up for the fight that during his entrance, he almost passed out. If you watch it, you can see him kind of take a moment to steady himself too, and Rollins compared it to when you've been sat down for too long and then suddenly stand up. I totally get what he means, But if I do that, I just fall on my ass at home. There's a big difference. Number 5, Andre's back at Mania 3. Andre vs. Hogan at WrestleMania 3 is one of the most important matches ever. We all know this because WWE will never let us forget, and what it lacked in technical skill, it made up for with one hell of an emotional payoff. This peaked when Hulk slammed the Giant to the mat. There was a genuine moment of jeopardy before the bell had rung. And no, it wasn't Hulk Hogan's ludicrous claims that no one was sure whether Andre would let him do the slam, but the 7-footer was coming off serious back surgery and was in a lot of pain. That's why there were some questions around the move. Andre was worried his back couldn't take it. A huge reason for this suffering was due to his sheer size that would do a number on his bone and joints. In the end, a back brace was hidden away under his singlet to try and conceal his pain and help him through. We all know it worked, and is another reason why Andre was held in such high regard by Vince McMahon. He was forever the warrior. Number 4, Bray Wyatt's dodgy ankle at Mania 31. When we learned it was going to be Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania 31, there was an excitement in the air. It was a passing of the torch moment, or could have been, and it was also Taker's first match back after getting concussed at the previous Mania, where also the streak had died. This also opened up another big question: what on earth was a dead man going to look like? It had been 365 days. As it turned out, we needn't have worried about this and should have been focused on the Eater of Worlds. On the day of the show, he sprained his ankle while practicing the match and had to be carted backstage at Levi's Stadium. The pain was so bad, Wyatt's leg had to be put in a cast, but given what was on the line, he found a way to gut it out to have a 15-minute war with the Phenom. So while we were all doom and gloom when he got dropped on his head for the tombstone, I bet he was the most relieved man on the planet. It must be a pretty intimidating situation to begin with, even more when you only got one leg. Number 3, Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar are broken men at Mania 19. I don't get how this match happened. It was like both Angle and Lesnar were playing injury tennis, with Kurt going in broken and Brock coming out of it broken. It was cursed. But yes, before he had even walked down the aisle, the Olympic gold medalist was dealing with yet another broken neck, and this story is wild. He snapped it when he was fighting the Beast back in November 2003 when he was hit way too hard with a steel chair, but then he broke it even more at No Way Out after hitting the turnbuckle badly. So this was just a run of terrible luck. Angle has spoken about how it was the sheer agony from these injuries that led him down the painkiller route, and at one point he had pulled out of the match with Chris Benoit being drafted in as a replacement. A quick chat with the young fan changed his mind and he decided to gut it out, and just to make matters worse, Lesnar then landed on his head during the finish when a shooting star press went wrong. I honestly thought he had killed himself during that, but he was so massive he survived. It was not a pretty sight when all was said and done, and yet both men walked away from the squared circle, and I don't get how. Number 2, Roxina Round 2 is almost cut short at Mania 29. Proving that you can never take taglines seriously in WWE, Once in a Lifetime quickly became twice in that period as The Rock and John Cena went head-to-head once more. It was the last match of any real note for The Great One, and he did indeed drop the WWE title to the man who can't be seen. This had been the plan since Rocky had returned to the company in 2011. I suppose it was a job well done. The whole event itself was massive, drawing over 80,000 fans and grossing $72 million, but it almost didn't go how it was meant to at all. The Rock has spoken about what happened 15 minutes into the thing, when all of a sudden it felt like something popped. As it turned out, he had torn the top of his quad completely off his pelvis and had to lay there for a while to try and figure out what was going on. He even stuck his hand down his pants to make sure no bone was sticking out of his skin. There was a moment where he felt like he would have to end it right there and right then, but instead came to a compromise. The claim is the match was meant to go 45 minutes and it was cut by 20 minutes due to this injury. That did mean he still went another 10, mind you, and was rushed to surgery as soon as he had done the honors. It cost him some Hollywood engagements, which is why there's a huge reason you may never see him in the ring again. He is worth too much cash. Number 1, Shane McMahon's severe infection at Mania 34. Shane's match at WrestleMania 34 was a big flipping deal. It was the return of Daniel Bryan, who was never meant to come back to the ring, so knowing he was now cleared 3 years after forced retirement was awesome. He would be teaming with Shane O'Mac to take on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but a massive infection for McMahon meant this almost never took place. WWE.com reported a few weeks before the show of shows that Shane was currently at a local medical facility, recovering from acute diverticulitis and an umbilical hernia. It was so bad, WWE felt like they needed a backup plan, and as Chris Jericho revealed on his podcast, Vince McMahon had even contacted him to see if he could stand in. Y2J wasn't with the company at the time, so it would have been a huge surprise, but as he was touring with Fozzy, it just wouldn't have been possible. Jericho McMahon did look at airports to see if they could make it work, and they likely would have needed a police escort zooming him to the arena, where he would have had to have walked straight to the ring. As it turned out, this wasn't a problem as Shane made a recovery and all was well. That would have been quite the up and down situation, mind. You don't want anyone to be sick, but the reaction Chris would have received, well, it would have been pretty damn big.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.